Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday, as always brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Reach for your favorite independently brewed Pelican beverage at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Always love chatting with Lucy Burge on Wednesday. She's live on YouTube and live on the air right now. At Lucille Burge on Twitter is where you can follow her, and she is a DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Lucy, we have no dongs to talk about, but before we get to the bets that we like for the weekend, because baseball's come to an end, let's get a recap. The pictures were phenomenal. How was Halloween for Lucy Burge as Jordan Hudson?
Yes, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It is a dong-free zone now for a while, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Halloween was great. The Jordan Hudson costume was a hit. I went out to a kind of rooftop-ish party, which was very nice. However, classic situation, was very chilly outside, so I had to wear a coat over my costume, which, as a kid, you used to have to do that. So it was reminiscent of being a kid, but it was fine. It was a really fun time. So Halloween was a hit. The Jordan Hudson costume was a hit. I tagged her in all my pictures. No response. I think she was just busy. She's busy. And she did post a photo of herself, because because last year she and Bill did a memorable Halloween costume where she was a mermaid and he was a fisherman, and this year nothing. So I was thinking, locked in, it's all business now. So if they posted something now, that would be a bad look. The optics would not be great if they were just goofing around, and it's like, Bill, you have a football team that needs to be turned around. So it would be really, I think, messy for them if they posted some kind of like fun costume. And I think that they maybe made the right move by doing nothing, but she did post a very kind of spooky picture of herself looking very upset, saying like, this is how people think I am for Halloween, or it was something very confusing, but good for her. She's a queen. So thank you to her for the costume.
Would have been hilarious if they did actually post pictures and he was doing something like mermaid cosplay again. It's like, yo, look at your record, bro. Why are you taking
these
photos
right now? That's a red hot and rolling North Carolina Tar Heel team coming off a big win this weekend. Yeah, right?
Oh, yep. They did. They won.
Thank you.
Moving in the right direction.
Yeah. I want to ask you about another person connected to that coach. We need to have an honest conversation here. I don't know how many years now, but I basically know that I feel confident enough, and if I'm out of pocket here, you can correct the record. I think if Tom Brady just cold called you and you answered and you said, this doesn't look like a spam call, who is this? And Tom Brady picks up that phone, he says, hey, Lucy, it's Tom Brady. I quarterbacked your favorite team. I'd like to take you out on a date. I don't even think you need to hear anything else. You'd faint. You'd hang up. You'd figure out the date. You'd go out with Tom Brady. And if I'm wrong on that, then I apologize. Now, that being said, I only say that because I think it's time we have a real honest conversation. I think he's an evil villain, and I think you need to move on from what he did in his childhood.
Yeah.
Him openly admitting that he cloned his dog, amongst all the other stuff, choosing football over his wife, being anti-strawberry, dabbling with the Saudis,
the open mouth kissing of his son,
open mouth kissing his kid as a teenager,
it's weird.
Alex Guerrero existing. There's a lot of evidence that he already was a villain. Him coming out and saying he's cloning his dog, that's it. We need to cut the ties. You need to say no to a date if you ever talk to Tom Brady.
Yes, well, there's a track record of things that he has done that are a little bit out of the ordinary. He's maybe not the most normal person. If he called me and asked me out, the way I operate now, guys, is I would say, I'm busy for a little bit, but you know, I would be like, you know what, Tom Brady, you're great. But you know, I'm busy. What about another time? I would play a little hard to get. I'd be a little bit like, you know, I'm a little, I got stuff going on, Tom. Cause he doesn't seem to have as much. He's retired. So he, you know, he has his jobs here and there. So not as much going on. So I play a little bit, you know, I'm like, oh, you're Tom Brady. Who do you think you are? Yeah, I would faint. But
after playing hard to get, you play hard to get, and then you hang up the phone and then you faint. That's a proper protocol.
Tom, try a little harder. Yeah. So get in line, Tom. I am not stunned by this news, but it's unsettling. The cloning the dog, for some reason, is very unsettling. I tweeted that this is weird.
Yep.
That, you know, instead, adopt a dog, perhaps. Which I believe that. Absolutely. Rather than that, adopt a dog.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But I this is definitely a business move. For some reason, just so weird to me. Like, it's not surprising because he is Tom Brady and he does things like this that are a little bit out of the ordinary and kissing his son the way he did with his trainer who's always there around him, always. And, you know, the diet that he has talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this is just so off-putting because it opens the door for a lot of other things. Like maybe cloning himself, which I wouldn't rule out that either he will do this in the future so that he can continue to maybe play football at some point. But also, has he already cloned himself?
Yeah.
Is his clone the one who's going to be playing in the Fanatics Flag Football Saudi Arabia partnership thing? Is his clone the one calling the games on Fox? Is his clone the one who is posting on his social media selfies of like pool party, where is everybody? We were like, oh, is his clone the one who posted the landslide thing after Giselle was like, oh, I'm pregnant with the jujitsu instructor. And it just opens the door for every possibility of scary things down the road where the clones then turn on you. And you're like, I want to, it's like in the movie with, who was that? Demi Moore. I forget what, The Substance.
Oh, The Substance.
Where, you know,
Substance,
and you are yourself as a younger person, but then it turns on you. Like, this is a scary thing. And I would say, Tom, stop it. Stop right now. But the dog, the one dog, clone one dog, and that's it. Yeah. But I know that this is a partnership that he has. So he's trying, he's making money. He must have lost so much money in the FTX thing because he is really.
And the divorce. He loses half the money in the divorce and the FTX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this is this kind of unfortunately is going to end with Tom Brady being eaten by a dinosaur, because if you're going to get into cloning, you're going to clearly start messing with like nature and the order of things. It never ends well when this happens in a movie.
He's going to have a frozen head on. Is he the new Ted Williams? Or are we just going to like keep his frozen head on ice?
Let me ask both you guys, like, I'm so opposed to cloning in general, no matter what it is. Do people that want to clone themselves think that they're like,
you're coming back.
Conscious is going to transfer, and so when they die, they're still here.
I don't know.
That's not how that works.
I'm not an evil villain.
No,
there's some kind of God complex with that, where it's like, I think Tom has a lot of that because he had his whole documentary, Tom versus Time. He's tried to control time, and I think there's a lot of control that he is trying to have with every aspect of his life, where he's like, I can defy aging, I can defy the laws of, like, I don't know, evolution and time and the way people. He probably might be like that guy who never wants to die, and he's like, I'm never gonna die. So I think there is an aspect of wanting to control things. And now he is at a level of, I guess, like fame and wealth and things where he does things that we don't have a concept of. Like, this is just crazy. Like, this is something that I would never even think of. And he probably was approached by this company and was like, hey, you want to clone your dog? And he was like, okay, that's normal. I'll just do it. And instead of just, you know, finding another dog, just keep my dog and forever. But it's not the same dog. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, it's not the same soul. It's not the same thing.
Yep. Thank
you. So you might as well just adopt another dog, because it's not, who needs a home? Like, this clone didn't even exist before. I think there is an element of, like, I created this animal from another animal, and it is something in his brain where he's like, I can just create and control things around me, which
weird
is weird.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am now moving toward, like, okay, weird. We are not, everything else he's done is perfect and beautiful. And this is weird.
Let me ask you this. So we asked a question about Tom asking you out. Here's a dating scenario for you. You're seeing somebody, things are getting serious. What is the bigger red flag? They come to you and tell you that they are cloning their soon-to-be dead dog. They're taking DNA to clone the dog. Or when that dog dies, they go to a taxidermist and they stuff it and they put it on a mantle.
Okay, so I will say I have thought about this recently, because my family's cat, who we had for 18 years, she passed away. And my brother and I were kind of joking, like, what if we got a taxidermist?
Stuff it and give it to your parents for Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Yeah, exactly.
Here's something for your mantle. Yeah.
Here's mittens.
Like, in a phone. It would be weird. That would be weird. And he thought about it as, like, oh, is that how Ed Gein started? Like, it's a weird road to go down. It's very weird. Like, death happens. Like, deal with, like, you have to, it's just what happens. And trying to defy the natural process of that life. Like Tom Brady is, if he had his taxidermy pets around, like, yes, let's say he asked me out on a date. And I was like, you know what, Tom, okay, I will acquiesce and I will give in and say, sure. And I go to his home and it's full of taxidermy dogs. I'd be like, no, thanks. I don't want to be one of them one day. I'm good. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be a pelt on your wall. I'm not going up there. I would have the same thought, too. That would freak me out.
I'm thinking of that movie now, Lucy, with Paris Hilton, the Wax Museum movie, where the person had this weird fascination of making humans into wax figurines. Like,
no, thank you.
Do you walk in and see Giselle just standing there like Planet of the Apes, just dead and stuff?
Is this her clone?
Oh, my God.
Although, as a gag gift for your parents for the taxidermy cat, like, you'd have to do a funny position, right? Like, licking its butt or something. Like, you can't just have it, like, normal standing and purring. There's got to be some comedic factor to it.
Totally. It would have to be like her defensive mode or something. Yeah. Like, she's about to just destroy a mouse or a squirrel.
There you go.
Yes.
Like
there
that.
You go. Yeah.
Like that. But like, it's weird. That's weird. Like, anything with like mannequins or like people, it's just strange. Like, no. And then like, you go into one of his rooms in his home and it's all kind of dark and you can see the shadowy figures of like stuffed dogs and cats, and he turns on the lights and it's just a room full of them. Creepy. No thanks. No thank you. No thanks.
Well, we talked about no more dongs, Lucy, and we're all sad. The dongs are gone. World Series was an all-time classic, though. Dodgers win game 7. Who do we like this weekend? And then I guess a follow-up question to that in the NFL, did anything that happened yesterday change your thought process on a futures bet for any team?
Well, I would say so I'll start with the bets for this week. So for tomorrow night, I'm looking at the Broncos to cover, not Tom Brady's team, to cover the Raiders. Broncos -9.5. The Raiders are 0-2 against the spread this year as an underdog in the 3.5 to 9.5 point range. And the Broncos, in their last 10 road games, the Raiders have averaged just 16.3 points scored while allowing 27.7 points. So I'm looking at that. I'm also looking at the Buccaneers -2.5 against the Patriots, because the Patriots feels like there's a loss in the air for them. And this is a tougher matchup. They are 4-12-1 against the spread over their last 17 games when facing a rest disadvantage. So I'm looking at that. And I found this information at Pine Sports. You can ask the AI assistant Jackson anything, and you can also sign up with code Lucy to get 25% off your first subscription.
Well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
They don't say.
Well done.
Say.
And when it comes to anything that happened yesterday, nothing really that changed my mind. The Patriots doing nothing was a bit surprising to me. I thought they would do a bit more because this is a team that can win the division. This is a team that contend as is. There are some gaps that defensively that could have been filled, but I am very careful of my wording in that, some holes to be filled. But They didn't do anything, but it doesn't change the fact that I think they'll win the division and, you know, perhaps make a deeper playoff run. I don't want to say how far I think they might go, but the Super Bowl is something that is played, and the Patriots are a team that is good. Mm. So who knows? But it didn't change. I nothing that they did or didn't do or any team did or didn't do really changed anything for me.
Okay. Any scenario in your life that would exist to cause you or choose to miss your team in a game 7 of the World Series?
No. No. Did this happen?
Our producer is a... No, I want to be fair here to him. Rabid Dodger fan to the
yes.
point, like,
yes.
in May, you'll come in at 5 a.m. and be like, good morning. He'd be like, the bullpen!
He'll
the bullpen!
Complain about
bad.
Game 17 like, of the regular season. Like,
he
what
watches
are you doing
it
right
all.
Now?
Yeah. And he chose to go to a soccer match, an MLS game, instead of watching his team repeat in a Game 7 live like everybody else who isn't a Dodger fan did.
Okay, so I said to Jason, congratulations, before I came on it, he did not mention this. He did
no,
not mention
weird.
This. So he acted as if, oh, I watched the entire World Series. And then
I didn't act anything. I talked about Game 6 on Halloween.
Oh.
Hi, Lucy.
Okay, all right.
Did not mention this.
Yeah.
My crew has had season tickets to the Timbers back before they were in MLS.
No excuses.
Playoff no excuses. Game. No play like excuses, a champion. Dude. No
we
excuses.
We got seats. Yeah. I wasn't, quite frankly, I wasn't expecting there to be a Game 7, which is why I bought the seats in the first place.
Get rid of the tickets, man. Go watch the game.
Yeah, man. It's a yellow card of fandom.
I'm
yellow
a loyal card friend.
You said your friends left the game early. They're not in with you.
They left for like 3 minutes to go.
It was a shootout. They didn't watch the penalty game.
Lucy's now in the middle of this, just us arguing back and forth about a segment.
Well,
two
my
days
point
ago.
Is, I don't think Lucy would do this if this was Boston.
Yeah, no chance.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I would clear my entire schedule. I would. I turned down plans to watch the game 7. I believe just to watch it on TV. And it's not even my team playing.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I.
Oh so, yeah. 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 Look at that. So
we're sports fans.
Well done.
Just an all time.
Well done, Lucy.
Sorry to disappoint.
Queen of Dongs. Yep. She would never.
This is why she's the queen of dongs. It's why we love her. You can follow her on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Check out the Instagram as well. Everybody's always asking for it on Twitter, and she's got to put it out there. So go check it out. DraftKings Sportsbook partner, Lucy. We always enjoy the time. Glad to acknowledge Tom Brady's a weirdo, and we're off of that. Yeah. And we can't wait to chat again next Wednesday. Thanks, as always.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.